Lloyd on the Radio Studio Delta. It's such a pleasure to have you, Lloyd. How's it doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. It was a sunny day in Italy. I think it's nothing particular, actually, but okay, here we are.
That's great. It's raining, actually, in Germany, like in Mannheim. Yeah.
I'm sorry about that, but Mannheim is a very cool city. I've been there with the school years ago, so I still remember how cute is that.
So you can speak German.
Mein bisschen, but I would prefer to speak in English if you don't mind. Thank you. So, Lloyd, could you tell us a little bit about yourself, your story as a person first and then as an artist, of course?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Lloyd. My real name is Leonie. I'm from Germany. I grew up in a really small village in Mannheim. And I was like, when I was 3 or 4 years old, I started with a children's choir. I sing there. And my mom also sang in a cover band when she was younger, and I always wanted to be like her and like perform like her. And I think she was my inspiration that I started with music and writing my own songs. So actually that's how it all started. After school, I graduated when COVID came along, so that was not really cool, but the only way to release some music and to get my music to all these people out there was to do social media and to be on TikTok and Instagram. So I started uploading some cover songs on TikTok and on Instagram, and that's actually the beginning.
We are going to talk about TikTok a little bit later, but talking about music made in Germany, we are having a lot of interesting productions coming from Germany lately. Is it like a golden age going on? What do you think about it?
I would say yes and no. I mean, I'm just really loving all this music coming from UK and US. I mean, I just love the English language, and I love to write songs in English. But I also like German music, and of course, it is.
You've been performing at the Lollapalooza in Berlin last summer. You'll be the opener of Zoe Weiss at the end of this year, and then you will start your very own tour. I follow tour in Germany, Switzerland, Austria. Any chance to have you in Italy as well?
I would love to play some shows in Italy too. Nothing is planned yet, but I would love that. Maybe one day.
We really hope so. I mean, our arms are open as soon as you want to come here. Come on, get over.
I would love that.
Also, between composing, recording in the studio, or being live in front of an audience, which dimension, which one do you prefer?
I prefer to be on stage. That's what I love to do. I think that will sound really stupid, but I think I'm born to be on stage.
That's not stupid at all. That's great.
Okay. I just really love that. I just really love to sing in front of people to get their reaction. It's just always really emotional and special for me when I'm on stage.
So, as you said before, you are part of the so-called, I don't like labels in general, but you're part of the so-called TikTok generation.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a little bit about the relationship between you and this platform?
I would say TikTok is like a chance for young artists to if one TikTok went viral, that's like great, and I don't know, it's just there are just two sides. It can be like really cool, but it can also be like really, I don't know how to say it, like really that's also for your mental health. I mean, sometimes in my past, I had to deal with a lot of hate comments and just hate speeches. And I mean, I would say that's normal. It's like, I don't know, it has just two sides, good and bad sides, and you just have to decide personally if you want to do it or not. And I chose to do and to go that way.
And forget the haters, of course. We hate them,
yeah.
So it's natural to leave them behind, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Listening to your piano cover of Blinding Lights by The Weeknd, it was a massive success. 50 million streams and maybe more now. And that's really crazy and amazing. But I would like to focus on a very curious episode, one song, one post you did, and that's the pancake recipe. Can you tell us about it?
Sure. As I said, I uploaded a lot of cover songs on TikTok. And one follower of mine, he commented below one video I uploaded that I can even sing like recipes. And that would sound like great and nice, really nice. So I covered, I sang a pancake recipe then, and I just thought it's like fun and really cool to do. So I did that.
Lloyd, thank you very much for your time. We wish you all the best, and we really hope to see you live here in Italy as soon as possible. Okay.
Thank you so much. I would love that. Thank you.
All the best.
Thank you.
Ciao, Lloyd.
Bye.